Welcome back. It's episode three of this journey, guys.
Yeah, let's do this.
How are we doing?
Pumped.
Jacked.
Jacked to the tits.
Jacked to the tits.
I thought I was pumped, but then I met Greg.
Who did you meet? You met the one and only Greg Baxter.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Thank you.
And who else did I meet? The one and only Sarah Sotowinter.
She is
That's
the one and
me.
Only.
That is me.
And it's with me as well, Adrian Lane. Guys, how are we doing? We're ready to
I'm excited.
Wrap this up.
That's the thing, because it's like, all this, it's been a long journey, and now I'm really excited to see what the fuck is
going
to happen.
What the hell's going on?
I think we're all keeping our fingers crossed that we are going to find some kind of solution to this.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's a long shot, but just bear with us, and it's hopefully we'll be.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been really good to see you guys again. This is the third episode.
And if you haven't listened to the first two, P.S.
Get a life.
Go back, get a life, listen to those two episodes, and then come back here, because that's the only way this is going to make sense, because it's otherwise just an end, which no one wants to just hear an end.
Unless you want to be weird about it and start at the end, like an audio deviant.
Hey, it's a choose your own adventure. DJ this episode however you want. You can sign in third.
Put on shuffle. We don't care. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Are we ready to just kick off?
I think so,
I'm really excited. Let's do this.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's
All right, guys.
Go.
I haven't opened my gift. Maybe I should see what's in mine.
Yeah, I'll hand you your parcel, Mr. Parsley.
Thank you. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is it, darling?
It's not good news. It's another finger.
It's another finger?
Oh my God, look at her on the floor outside. She's holding up her rock and roll fingers.
She's frozen to death outside holding up her rock and roll fingers.
What have we done? What have you done, sir? Just because you couldn't keep it in your pants.
Look, I think there's a rational explanation for this. These can't be real, can they? I mean, is this serious? Is she really dead out there? If so, someone should call the police.
Yeah, let's try. Well, I've got no signal on my phone. I don't know about you guys. So
the landline's dead.
Nah, mate, I've got fucking nothing over here.
Yeah, I've got nothing either. I don't know what I've got over here.
Manager, the telephone is dead again. Jeff, what are you doing?
I checked it the other day and it seemed to be fine, but obviously with this heavy snow, it's obviously knocked out
all the power. I keep telling him you have to pay the bills, but no.
Yeah, now, well, you know, at least I was in charge of what was going on in this bloody place. You were just in the kitchen, just talking about me, obviously, and about my lack of erections.
Do you want to go into this again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Because we can absolutely talk about
you. You didn't excite me sexually either.
Penis.
Do you know what?
Yes,
you just you let yourself
you
go
know,
as soon as we entered the marriage.
Yourself,
it was unbelievable. I don't know why. You just could have just put a little bit of effort. I always did. I wore that thong for you.
Oh, Christ. He wore a bloody thong. Oh, this guy's crying.
What a creepo. He's got saggy men tits as well.
What an idiot.
Listen, people, we've got two severed fingers and nobody's talking about it.
Well, we know what's happening. I didn't know the boss was such a bloody horn dog. It was weird how Catherine got booted straight away.
Tell me the truth, Henry.
Yes.
You sleeping with Laura as well?
I didn't even know her name.
Laura told me she was pregnant.
She might be pregnant, yes. The good news is she's still on her probationary period, so we can get rid of her before
Christ,
we need to put on
Henry,
maternity
she's
leave.
Dead. She's outside in the snow.
I'm sorry, sir. You're a heartless bastard.
Oh, Philip. First time you've grown a pair, and it's for me?
All of a sudden, the fire from the fireplace starts spreading out and filling the wall with fire.
My God, my bloody eyebrows nearly caught on fire.
Oh my God, it's filling up everywhere.
The smoke, I can't breathe.
We're going to have to get out. How are we going to get out of here? How are we going to get out?
Ah, vaffanculo. The chimney's blocked again. Oh, all of this smoke.
I checked it beforehand. It's obviously this bloody Catherine, who's a really psychopath, has obviously blocked the chimney up or something.
Oh, it's always somebody else's problem, no, Jeff? It's
well,
not
yeah,
you.
When we had that crow in our room, who sorted it out?
Put the fire out, Jeff. This is not...
It's spreading everywhere. There's obviously some sort of elaborate system. I can't. We're locked in the room. I don't know what... You happy? I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Mate, these guys are fucking pathetic.
What an absolute bloody knobhead.
What a knobhead, eh? Yeah, mate.
The fire spreads quickly through the room. All of the guests hurry down to the basement where the lights are still off and everyone is climbing on top of each other, trying to find a way out.
Oh, get out of me, why?
Get up. No, you get out my way.
Oh, get out of me, why?
Move out of my way. Move out. Please move.
I've been working here for 35 years. Let me out first.
No, I've been working here. I've been working here 50 years. It's me, Colin. Yeah, so you all forget about Colin, but I dot the I's and cross the T's and all.
You've
the
You've been
contracts.
Down here all this time, Colin.
Yes, I'm the survivalist out of everyone. I've been here 50 years. I'm the one who needs to leave first. Me, it's all about me. Me,
nah,
me,
chill
me.
Out, mate. All right, just bloody chill out, eh?
I was such a bad idea making this a British-Australian sort of outfit. I hate you. I hate you all.
Nah, mate, you'll be right. Oh, look, we just need to find a way out of here. And,
yeah, we just need to find a way out.
Yeah, mate.
Maybe we'll loosen somebody's... This place was crumbling anyway, so maybe we can just...
loosen a couple of bricks.
Loosen a couple of bricks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get stuck in.
The Aussies start trying to remove all the brick and stonework. It starts to loosen, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and people are getting anxious as the fire starts raging upstairs.
I'm freaking out over here. Oi, look, if you just top up me nog and we pitting these bricks even harder.
Yeah, just give us the bloody nog. That's all we want and then we'll get through. I'll take my shirt off. My rippling muscles is getting all sweaty.
Oh, Henry, I think I'm having one of my panic attacks.
Breathe, darling, breathe. It's okay. We'll get out of here. And then I'll get those two abortions and then we'll just all move on with that.
Well, I think it's just the one now,
so yeah, because she's dead outside, so I don't think the baby's got much of a chance.
Christ.
I know, dark, but that's what's happened, so.
I was losing my mind in that room.
I know, and I spoke out against you. It just isn't like me at all. There was
something in the room. Let's just... It's water under the bridge. Whatever. Let's move on. Let's just get out of here.
Oh my god, you guys. The cat's outside.
Captain Jack, yeah. Oh, he's got outside.
How did he get outside?
How did he get out?
How the hell did he get out?
Look, there's an air vent.
Oh, get up to the air vent.
Climb on my shoulders. Use us Aussies as some sort of like
get
ladder
up there.
System. Yeah.
Oh, it's loose. I'm out.
Wait a minute. I need to say something. Henry, I am Sarah, who works in legal.
Yes.
You know, you probably don't know my name, but I'm pregnant also.
Jesus Christ.
Henry, I'm breaking my heart.
Well, it turns out that vasectomy didn't work at all. Terrible news.
All right, while we're on the subject, remember back in 1978?
Oh, that Christmas party, yes.
Well, I took a bit of a break after that.
I remember.
And I raised a wee son.
Well, congratulations. I mean, well done and...
He's yours, you stupid bastard.
Oh, goodness. Well...
Henry, an heir to the Parsley fortunes?
Congratulations.
All right, come on, go. You're the last ones. Everyone's out. Go on, climb up our sweaty, oiled-up Aussie bodies to get to the air vent. You're the last ones here.
Claudette, you go first. I'll just double-check that there's nobody else left here.
Okay. I'll go after you, Bernice. All right, that's fine by me. Everyone climbs out through the air vent, out into the fresh air, the freezing cold, where it starts to snow. Bernice climbs out through the air vent, takes one look back, and shuts the door.
It's really starting to feel like Christmas with this snow here, eh, boys?
Shut up, you idiots. I've trapped them inside, haven't I?
Who are you trapped inside?
What are you
Henry doing? And Claudette, they're still in the house.
It's bloody going to burn down, mate.
That's my plan. That's my whole plan.
It's been you all along.
Aye, it's been me.
Oh, bloody hell, that is a twist.
Oh my god.
Obviously, I want my son to get all of the money.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, are you with me? I'm starting a new firm.
Well, I mean,
if it means not having to hang around with that bloody Henry and Claudette, I'm.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'm
as long as we have fucking beers in the afternoon, right?
Thirsty Thursday, brother!
Listen, my son's going to come round with the van in about 5 minutes. Take us all out of here. I'll clean up all of our traces. No one will ever know anything happened here other than that they rented this lodge. They wanted the Christmas dinner. Nobody showed up. And the whole place burned to the ground.
Jesus Christ, Bernice. You really thought of everything.
You're a bloody psychopath.
And I love it.
That's what we need in a law firm. That's all we need.
There he is, my boy, Carl.
Hello, mother.
Oh, there you are, my son.
Hello. Right, is this the lot then?
This is the gang. This is the new farm.
We'll get in. The fucking place is burning over there. Gotta get out of here.
They all shuffle into the van. Carl takes off and they take one last look at the burning embers that used to be the Christmas Lodge.
The end.
Holy moly.
That was dark.
That was dark. So that was the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
That was it.
What a twist.
That was a twist. That was a big twister.
What a twist.
The low income earner. Wanted to get her slice of the pie.
Yeah.
Bernice patiently waited that 35 years.
You thought it was going to be Catherine, this mysterious Catherine person. Mm.
Red herring, as they call it in the biz. Or was she even alive? We don't know.
Oh
my.
That's for episode five? No.
What an amazing journey they went on as well. Like all the Aussies, they were really helpful, weren't they? And in the end, they just took off with them. Yeah.
They were down for anything. It seemed like. Yeah, it started out quite Christmassy. Then took a turn in some more sinister territory.
It was dark, yeah.
This is why it was needed, I think. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. It's going to have a great title, right?
I mean, it must have.
Mm-hmm. It must have. It's keeping in with blurb tradition.
Exactly.
Okay, let's give it one, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Christmas.
With.
Death.
Ooh.
Oh, hello. Here we go.
Christmas with death.
I think, because some people have died.
Laura died
outside.
Henry and Claudette.
Because they're left in the burning house. That was obviously...
But what happened to the poor husband and wife?
I think a lot of them exited, didn't they?
They all got out.
But like, yeah.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Everyone but the two evil tyrants.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough.
Well, cathartic.
It is very cathartic, yeah, for some. We won't say who, but someone's been having a really rough time recently, and I think that was a really enjoyable, ending to an episode. Well, that was amazing. That was really good. What was the actual title of this book?
The actual title of the book is The Secret Santa by Trish Harnatu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I'm probably not, but sorry, Trish. This book seems amazing. We did a slightly different take on it, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for allowing us to do that.
Yeah, we really enjoyed being back for this Christmas special. Have a great holiday, everyone, and we will probably be back when you least expect it with another episode.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!